Chapter 56. Daniel scowls at us and turns to Larson.
Sir, we're receiving a transmission. They've opened the comm link. It's on channel 5.
Push it to all the monitors, every channel. I want everyone to see and hear it.
The monitors spring back to life. There are bodies on the floor of the control room. Larson lunges toward one of the cameras in the cockpit.
Oh my God, what have you?
The agent with the red tie speaks.
Relax, Larson. They're just stunned. They better be all right, or else.
Or else what?
Larson looks over at a status screen, calms himself.
You know, groups of people can be a very powerful thing. And there are over 1 billion people watching this. Agent
Burke. He waves at the 1 billion viewers.
Hiya, folks. Oh, about the show. That's why I called. The minute we figure out how you're keeping that streaming link live, it's going down. Permanently. Your whole operation is in violation of the Off-World Biocontamination Act.
Larson smiles. He knows he's got a good team, a completely decentralized team. This show isn't going down anytime soon.
Yes, about that. Why is what we're doing illegal, exactly?
Burke reads from his phone.
Section 2X9. As a human mission, you are considered very likely to cause forward contamination via multicellular life on another celestial body, considered unnecessarily harmful by the United States government. Thus, you are instructed to abort this mission and return to Earth now.
Why didn't the legislators simply ask to review our hardware and protocols? We're cleaner than any manned mission in history.
I'm not tasked with knowing the answer to that question. Abort now.
Why does the U.S. government not want us to go to Mars, Agent Burke?
As a human mission, you are considered
no. Really, why?
Silence. Claire pushes her face into the camera.
Yeah, government man, why are you picking on Zach? You're a big fat meanie.
Zach gently pushes her away.
Claire, thank you for your enthusiasm. Commendable, but I'll take it from here.
He turns back to the camera.
Agent Burke, I know you can't answer that question, and likely you have no idea. So, I'd like to switch this to a private channel in my quarters and speak to someone who might know a bit more than you. No offense. To negotiate the release of the mission control personnel and immunity for the crew of this ship. This is not their fight. They have done no wrong. Perhaps you can ring Senator Jameson for me?
Agent Burke flinches.
No.
Pretty please.
No.
Let me remind you again. There are over 1 billion people watching you, Agent Burke.
I have nothing to hide.
Do you?
Agent Burke reaches up, and the monitors go blank.